This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Omar Lopez is the first guy in the house. He says, kick some Celtics ass tonight. Gus 1388 says, good afternoon, everybody. The president is in, Alexa V. Hialeah Bread is in, Alex Diaz, Clifton Wellman, Robert Triana, James Roman, Matthew Walker, Alex Opelia says, I just heard now that D. Wade said that even if they win the chip, that they would have to cart him out of the building. D. Wade and Pat Riley legends. Even if they win the chip. Oh, you mean the championship? I see. That they would have to cart him out of the building, D-Wade and Riley legends. Are you talking about like Riley's retirement? That's a great question. I have no idea what will happen if they retire. Because I almost feel like Riley wants to build one more champion and then get the hell out. So I think he would go to the West Coast and retire. I'm pretty sure of that. If he wins one more, once he leads the team to another championship, I think he's out of here. I mean, let's hope he's able. Let's hope he leads the team to a championship. I don't know about this year, but you know, down the line, it would be nice. Ian from Brooklyn says, "Let's get it, Big O." Damn right. Drew Boo. Let me see what else do we have here. So happy I'm off to work because of my surgery. Feeling blessed. Well, good for you, Drew Boo, man. Way to go, baby. Lewis Bryant says, ATL checking in. Oh, watch some cut-ups of Solomon Kinley. The dude is a beast. He ragged all of Bill's D linemen. That's what the Finns have been missing since the Incognito and Heller types. Love it. Yeah, I mean, and they're young, and we have to give all these guys time to develop, but we're already seeing some good things, which is pretty amazing from the offensive line to be seeing the returns that quickly. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Getting in my Inter gear from the Fanatics. They had a great sale. There you go.